Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very interesting and beautiful hadith narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Today is the first of Zilhajj, as you know, and this is a very important time as far as for Muslims, because, you know, this marks the beginning of the time where people travel to Mecca to perform the Hajj ceremony, but it also marks the anniversary of the marriage of the Lady Fatima Salamullah alayha and Imam Ali alayhi salam. As you know, marriage is a very important institution within Islam. There are many verses of the Holy Quran which encourage Muslims to get married. By way of example, in one verse of the Holy Quran we read, "Marry off those who are single among you, and the upright ones from among your male slaves and your female slaves. If they are poor, Allah will enrich them out of His grace, and Allah is all bounteous, all knowing." And in another verse of the Holy Quran we read, "And of His signs is that He created for you mates from your own selves, that you may take comfort in them, and He ordained affection and mercy between you. There are indeed signs in that for a people who reflect." In this beautiful hadith, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks about the virtue of marriage, and more specifically, talks about the virtue of getting married in young age, in one's youth. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "When any young person gets married at the prime of his youth, his inner Satan cries out in rage, 'Woe unto him, woe unto him. 2/3 of his faith have now been secured against me, and he has only to be careful of his duty to Allah in the remaining third.'" This inner Satan that the Prophet alludes to probably alludes to something that the Prophet has been narrated as having said, that when a person is born, a Satan is also created who accompanies this person and who entices him towards evil. And it's actually interesting that when the Prophet mentioned this hadith, the people who were listening to him asked him if this was a general rule and it was also true for the Prophet himself or not, to which the Prophet replied, yes, it was, but that the Satan or the devil that was accompanied the Prophet, Amana biyadi, he said that Satan, he came to believe or became a believer at the Prophet's hand. This is probably an indication to the infallibility of the Prophet. In any case, in this beautiful hadith, the Prophet alludes to the fact that when a person gets married, this Satan which accompanies this person, it becomes upset, and, you know, it and that because the person, by getting married, 2/3 of his faith would have been acquired by the person, and that the person, all he has to do is to, in order to secure the remaining third and to complete his faith, he just has to exert effort and, try hard and earnestly try to remain pious and secure that remaining third. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtue of marriage in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.